I know you're participating in the ECOG adjuvant study, and these are CIS-based regimens. How's that going in terms of putting patients on, how people respond to it?
We have, I believe, 5 patients on the study, and we've had no major issues so far as far as complications. Most interestingly, I think only one of those 5 patients was actually randomized to bevacizumab. So we haven't had to deal with the maintenance yet. So as far as the chemo, we've had no major problems.
Now, that study allows either docetaxel, vinorelbine, or GEM with the CIS. What are you generally doing?
I use either docetaxel or gemcitabine in combination with cisplatin. And I have to say, I'm surprised by how many lung cancer investigators and institutions have adopted the cis-vinorelbine combination. I can understand why, because that's where the data is in terms of the international adjuvant trials. I find cis-vinorelbine at least an inconvenient regimen, and I can't see how it is offering any advantage over the other two regimens. If you take the stage 4 data, cis-docetaxel versus cis-vinorelbine, we can spend the rest of the afternoon discussing whether cis-docetaxel was really better than cis-vinorelbine, but I think it's fair to say that it's unlikely to be worse in any setting. It's a once every 3 week regimen. Most patients will not require a port. And if you do the typical cis-vinorelbine regimen, with 12 doses, it's very hard to do that without an indwelling catheter. And so it adds complexity, it adds inconvenience, and I'm not really sure that it's easier in any way. So I've been using both cis-docetaxel, which I usually use with prophylactic growth factors, or cis-gemcitabine, with which I'm very comfortable too.